were disappointed with the we wanted to top the group 100% record, but you know, there's the first and third goals tonight were disappointing from our point of view. I thought the second goal were a little bit unfortunate with the Alex Laird trying to clear the ball and he caught the lad, which was disappointing when you come in at half time 3-0 down. Well, kind of, you know, a mixed squad again, like we have done in previous games in this competition. So certainly disappointing the half day, but they kept going, they kept at it. But you get nights like that, you know. It was, as I say, we're trying a couple of things in the back four with Danny Devine playing right back and Terrell Robinson at left back. Alex Laird been introduced at centre back. So yeah, I think the two wins that we've had gave us the option of trying that. So you know, it was one of these ones that, as I say, disappointed with the end result. But you look at the bigger picture with the introduction of the two youngsters in the second half. And they showed some nice flashes, and you know, it was good to get them involved.
A really youthful side tonight, Kenny. Yeah. But I guess for the young boys, that can only help them in terms of experience.
It certainly will do, you know. And we bigger crowd had been great, but you can understand the reason for there not being a big crowd. But it was great. I'm sure these lads would have loved the experience of the 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever they were on, you know. And certainly for us to be able to introduce them into the game was pleasing from our point of view.
Tim Dieng came off. How's he?
Yes, he's felt his hamstring tighten up a little bit, so we just thought he wasn't the one that was going to come off, but we just thought, well, we'll change our mind and take Tim off to safeguard him for Saturday, obviously.
And touching on the low crowd, do you think maybe it's something to do with the format of the competition? Do you think maybe we should go back to knockout?
Well, I think if you look at the crowds right throughout the country, I think in the group stages, I don't think they get entirely thousands and thousands of spectators. I think certainly it will start hotting up now. And let's be honest, it's an opportunity to get to Wembley like Coventry experienced last year. And I think the crowd for the final and the semi-finals last year wasn't too bad.
So you'll be hoping that the Chesterfield-Man City game goes your way in about 3
weeks? Well, we've done what we've done. You know, obviously, we're disappointed tonight, but you know, in the main, we've had two victories and one defeat. Whatever happens at Chesterfield happens, you know, we'll just have to deal with that.